Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a budget that not only adds a few trillion rupees to the nation's purse but also rewrites the very law that governs how we pay taxes. That is precisely what unfolded on February 1, 2026, when Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented her 8th consecutive union budget, the first ever prepared within the historic walls of Kartavya Bhavan, formerly known as the North Block. Why is this budget in the news? It sets the total outlay at a staggering 53.47 lakh rupees crore, earmarked capital spending of 12.2 lakh rupees crore, that is 3.1% of gross domestic product, and aimed for a fiscal deficit of 4.3% of GDP. At the same time, it introduced the brand new Income Tax Act of 2025 and launched a suite of fresh missions spanning pharmaceuticals, electronics, carbon capture and storage, and a host of infrastructure projects. Now let us understand the constitutional backbone of the Union Budget. The annual financial statement is mandated by Article 112 of the Constitution, which obliges the government to lay before Parliament an estimate of receipts and expenditures for the year. Because the budget is classified as a money bill under Article 110, it can be introduced only in the Lok Sabha and must carry the President's recommendation. Other key provisions that frame the fiscal architecture include Article 265, which declares that no tax shall be levied except by authority of law, Article 266, which creates the Consolidated Fund of India where all revenues and borrowings are pooled and from which every expenditure is drawn, Article 267, which sets up the contingency fund of 500 crore rupees for unforeseen expenses, Article 280, which establishes the Finance Commission every 5 years to recommend the devolution of taxes to the states, and finally the Fiscal Responsibility and Budget Management Act of 2003, which fixes targets for deficit and debt-to-GDP ratios. The budget is organized around three kartavyas, or duties, that capture its philosophy. First, it seeks to accelerate and sustain economic growth by boosting productivity and competitiveness. Second, it aspires to fulfill the aspirations of the people and build capacity, a Yuva Shakti-driven thrust on skills, education and entrepreneurship. Third, it pledges inclusive development, ensuring that every family, community, region and sector is brought into the growth story, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. This framing ties directly to the directive principles of state policy, notably Articles 38, 39, 41 and 43A, and aligns with the government's Viksit Bharat 2047 vision. Turning to the macro numbers that matter, the fiscal consolidation trajectory shows a gradual tightening. The fiscal deficit is projected at 5.1% in FY24, falling to 4.8% in FY25, then 4.4% in FY26 revised estimates, and finally 4.3% in FY27 budget estimates. The revenue deficit stands at 1.5% of GDP, indicating that borrowing is primarily for capital formation rather than consumption. However, interest payments already consume 26% of total expenditure, a warning sign that accumulated debt is crowding out future fiscal space. Capital expenditure, the growth engine, has risen sharply. In FY19-20, CAPEX was only 1.5% of GDP. By FY23-24, it had climbed to 3.3%. And for FY26-27, the budget targets 3.1% of GDP, amounting to 12.2 lakh rupees crore. When grants in aid to states are added, the effective CAPEX reaches 4.4% of GDP, or 17.1 lakh rupees crore. This crowding in effect, where government spending on roads, ports and railways lowers logistics costs for the private sector, is expected to attract further private investment. The continuation of interest-free, 50-year loans to states for capital works, a scheme first introduced in the 2022-23 budget, will further mobilize state-level infrastructure spending, with states collectively outspending the center on such projects. A landmark reform of the tax architecture is the implementation of the new Income Tax Act 2025, which takes effect on April 1, 2026, replacing the old Income Tax Act of 1961 that had become a labyrinth of 298 sections and countless provisos. The new act condenses the law, improves readability, and makes the new tax regime the default. Taxpayers must now actively opt out to claim the old exemption-based regime. The income tax slabs remain unchanged from the previous reform: nil tax up to 4 lakh rupees, 5% between 4 rupees and 8 lakh, 10% from 8 rupees to 12 lakh, 15% from 12 rupees to 16 lakh, 20% from 16 rupees to 20 lakh, 25% from 20 rupees to 24 lakh, and 30% above 24 lakh rupees. Other tax rationalizations include a reduction of the minimum alternate tax rate from 15% to 14%, with the prohibition of credit accumulation from April 2026 and a cap that limits credit offset to 25% of tax liability under the new regime. Non-residents paying presumptive tax are now exempt from MAT altogether. The securities transaction tax on futures has been increased, a move that raises transaction costs for derivatives traders and signals a desire to curb speculative activity. Share buybacks are now taxed as capital gains rather than dividend income, attracting a 22% effective rate for corporate promoters and 30% for non-corporate promoters. The prepayment quantum for dispute settlement has been cut from 20% to 10% of core demand. International tax provisions bring several incentives. Cloud services provided by foreign firms using Indian data centers enjoy a tax holiday until 2047. Offshore banking units in IFSC and GIFT City now receive a tax holiday extended from 10 to 20 years, after which they will be taxed at 15%. Non-resident experts earning global income can claim a 5-year exemption under notified schemes, and the Foreign Assets Disclosure Scheme of 2026 offers graded relief for unreported assets, with foreign assets below 20 lakh rupees granted immunity from prosecution, retrospectively from October 1, 2024. The information technology sector's safe harbor has been widened. The common margin is set at 15.5%. The threshold has risen dramatically from 300 crore rupees to 2000 crore rupees, and the safe harbor period is now 5 consecutive years. Turning to indirect taxes and customs, the budget announces sector-wise duty exemptions, though the detailed table is not reproduced here, and significant export facilitation measures. Fish and seafood caught in India's exclusive economic zone or on the high seas are now duty-free. Foreign port landings of Indian vessels will be treated as exports, and the previous 10 lakh rupees per consignment cap on courier export value has been removed, a huge boost for MSMEs, artisans and startups that sell through e-commerce platforms. On the customs administration side, the authorized economic operator tiers 2 and 3 enjoy an extension of duty deferral from 15 to 30 days. Advance rulings are now valid for 5 years instead of 3. A single digital window for multi-agency approvals will be operational by the end of the fiscal year, and the customs integrated system will be rolled out over 2 years, complemented by expanded non-intrusive container scanning at major ports. Infrastructure forms the backbone of the 2047 economy. The budget announces 7 high-speed rail corridors, termed growth connector corridors, that will stitch together a peninsular and eastern spine. These include routes such as Mumbai to Pune, Pune to Hyderabad, Hyderabad to Bengaluru, Hyderabad to Chennai, Chennai to Bengaluru, Delhi to Varanasi, and Varanasi to Siliguri. The Delhi-Varanasi and Varanasi-Siliguri links are especially critical for the development of Purvanchal and Eastern India. In freight, a new dedicated Surat-Dankuni corridor will connect the western and eastern arms of the Golden Quadrilateral, while an East Coast industrial corridor with a Durgapur node in West Bengal will boost manufacturing capacity in the east. Waterways also receive a push. 20 new national waterways will become operational over the next 5 years, and the share of coastal cargo is targeted to double from 6 to 12% by 2047, reflecting the low carbon footprint of inland and coastal shipping. Urban infrastructure will see city economic regions receiving 5,000 crore rupees each over 5 years. 4,000 electric buses will be deployed in the Purvodaya states, and a municipal bond incentive offers 100 crore rupees for any single bond issuance exceeding 1,000 crore rupees, deepening the market for urban financing. Warehousing will shift to an operator-centric model with self-declarations and electronic tracking, easing compliance burdens. Manufacturing and industry missions receive substantial thrust. The Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme has been scaled up from 22,919 crore rupees to 40,000 crore rupees, and the Semiconductor Mission 2.0 has been launched, focusing on equipment and material manufacturing to close supply chain gaps beyond chip fabrication. The target is to boost printed circuit board assembly, passive components, and semiconductor testing equipment, addressing the fact that while India's electronics exports reached US$26 billion in FY24, more than 80% of components are still imported. The Biopharma Shakti Mission is allocated 10,000 crore rupees over 5 years, establishing 3 new national institutes of pharmaceutical education and research, upgrading 7 existing ones, and creating over 1,000 accredited clinicaltrial sites, aiming to transform India into a global hub for biopharma and biologics manufacturing. A new container manufacturing scheme also receives 10,000 crore rupees to reduce dependence on Chinese imports. Carbon capture, utilization and storage, CCUS, is earmarked 20,000 crore rupees over 5 years, essential for hard-to-abate sectors such as cement, steel and fertilizers, and aligning with India's nationally determined contribution to cut emissions intensity by 45% by 2030 and its net zero target for 2070. The MSME, SME and startup ecosystem gets a boost through a 10,000 crore rupees SME growth fund for high potential, future champions, and an additional 2,000 crore rupees top up to the Self-Reliant India Fund, together with the removal of the courier export cap, and more than 300 reforms covering GST simplification, labor code notifications and quality control order rationalization. The textiles sector receives an integrated 5-component mission covering a national fiber scheme, expansion and employment, handloom and handicraft promotion, a sustainable textiles initiative, and a skill development program called Samarth 2.0. Mega textile parks and the Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative will revive khadi, handloom and crafts. Rarirth corridors are designated in Odisha, Kerala, Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu, with customs duty exemptions for critical mineral processing capital goods, leveraging India's 6% share of global rarirth reserves. Agriculture and the rural economy see the launch of BharatVISTAR, a virtually integrated system that uses artificial intelligence to deliver multilingual advisory services to farmers, integrating AgriStack data with ICAR research, weather and soil information. 150 crore rupees is allocated as seed funding for this AI infrastructure. Additional measures include an Anamlaha's Boundary credit-linked subsidy, a coconut promotion scheme, training for over 20,000 veterinary professionals, and the creation of self-help entrepreneur marts, community-owned retail outlets building on the Lakhpati Didi model. For reference, the Agriculture Ministry receives about 1,40,529 crore rupees, the PM Kisan scheme allocates 63,500 crore rupees at 6,000 rupees per year to roughly 100 million farmer families, and the interest subvention under the modified installment sales scheme provides 22,600 crore rupees of credit at 7% interest. Education, Skills and human capital are addressed through the creation of 5 university townships along industrial and logistics corridors, the Indian Institute of Creative Technologies in Mumbai for Design and Digital Arts, and an upgraded National Institute of Hospitality. The animation, visual effects, gaming and comics, AVGC, sector gets content creator labs in 15,000 secondary schools and 500 colleges, targeting the demand for 2 million professionals by 2030 and an export potential of US$40 billion. Skilling initiatives include building a girls' hostel in every district through viability gap funding to promote safety and STEM education, upskilling 10,000 tourist guides across 20 sites with a hybrid 12-week course in partnership with IIM, and deepening the Khelo India mission for a decade-long transformation of sports talent, coaching and infrastructure. Health receives a substantial uplift. 5 new regional medical hubs are envisaged to promote medical value tourism, complemented by an expansion of Ayush centers and state partnerships. A second campus of the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, NIMHANS II, will be established, and existing regional mental health apex institutions in Ranchi and Tejpur will be upgraded. 3 All India Institutes of Ayurveda will be set up, and elite health professional institutes for radiology, anesthesia and behavioral health will be created. Health Ministry outlays rise to about 1,06,530 crore rupees, a 10% increase, and customs duties are fully exempted on 17 cancer drugs and 7 rare disease medicines and foods. Tourism and culture are also in focus. A Buddhist circuit will be developed across 6 northeastern states, Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Assam, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, to harness religious tourism. The Purvodaya Tourism Initiative will develop 5 destinations across eastern states as tourist hubs. In the financial sector, the tax holiday for International Financial Services Center units in Gift City is extended from 10 to 20 years, after which a 15% tax will apply. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Remember this number, the total expenditure is 53,47,315 crore rupees, a rise of 7.7% over the revised estimates of the previous year. Capital expenditure stands at 12.2 lakh rupees crore, which is 3.1% of GDP, while effective capex, including Grand Synod, reaches 17.1 lakh rupees crore or 4.4% of GDP. The fiscal deficit target is 4.3% of GDP and the revenue deficit is 1.5%. Debt-to-GDP stands at 55.6% with the FRBM target of 50% by March 2031. Gross market borrowings amount to 17.2 lakh rupees crore, net borrowings 11.7 lakh rupees crore. The nominal GDP growth assumption is 10 to 10.5%, translating to roughly 7% real growth. Interest payments already chew up 26% of total expenditure and 40% of revenue receipts. Recall the 3 Kartavyas: accelerate and sustain growth, fulfill aspirations and build capacity, ensure inclusive development. The new Income Tax Act of 2025 replaces the 1961 Act, makes the new regime default, and keeps the slab rates unchanged. MAT has been reduced to 14%, with credit accumulation barred from April 2026 and credit offset limited to 25% of liability. STT on futures has risen from 0.02% to 0.05%. Share buybacks are now taxed as capital gains at 22% for corporate promoters and 30% for non-corporate promoters. Foreign assets below 20 lakh rupees enjoy immunity from prosecution, retrospectively from October 1, 2024. The IFSC tax holiday now stretches to 20 years, thereafter 15% tax. In the sectoral missions, notes the Biopharma Shakti allocation of 10,000 crore rupees, the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme now at 40,000 crore rupees, the CCUS mission at 20,000 crore rupees, the Container Manufacturing Scheme at 10,000 crore rupees, and the SME Growth Fund also at 10,000 crore rupees. Infrastructure highlights include 7 high-speed rail corridors, the Surat-Dankuni Freight Corridor, the East Coast Industrial Corridor with a Durgapur node, 20 new national waterways, and a coastal cargo share target of 12% by 2047. Urban initiatives involve city economic regions receiving 5,000 crore rupees each, 4,000 electric buses for the Purvodaya states, and a municipal bond incentive of 100 crore rupees for bond issues exceeding 1,000 crore rupees. Sector allocations worth memorizing. Defence outlay 7,84,678 crore rupees, with capital expenditure of 2,31,010 crore rupees, railways capex 2,93,030 crore rupees, agriculture 1,40,529 crore rupees, PM Kisan 63,500 crore rupees, education 1,39,289 crore rupees, health 1,06,530 crore rupees, rural development 1,97,023 crore rupees, PM Avas Yojana Grameen 54,917 crore rupees, PMGSY 19,000 crore rupees. New institutions include 5 university townships, the Indian Institute of Creative Technologies and Nimhans 2, while AVGC labs will be set up in 15,000 schools and 500 colleges. The IFSC tax holiday extension to 20 years completes the picture. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, you must remember the presentation date, the total outlay, the capex figures, the fiscal and revenue deficit percentages, the debt-to-GDP ratio, the FRBM target, the gross borrowing amount, the MAT rate change, the STT hike, the Biopharma Shakti and CCUS allocations, the electronics components budget, the container scheme, the SME growth fund, the 7 high-speed rail corridors, the Surat-Dankuni freight corridor, the 20 new waterways, the coastal cargo target, the Nimhans 2 campus, the Bharatvistar AI platform, the AVGC labs, the 5 university townships, the IFSC tax holiday, and the relevant constitutional articles 112, 110, 265, 266, 280, along with the FRBM Act and the Finance Commission's role. For mains, you may be asked to analyze the fiscal consolidation path and its implications for growth, to assess the multiplier effect of capital expenditure, to discuss the strategic significance of the Biopharma Shakti and Semiconductor Mission 2.0, to evaluate the CCUS mission in the context of India's Net Zero 2070 goal, or to critique the new income tax architecture and its impact on compliance. In GS2, you can explore the constitutional provisions governing the budget process, the role of the Finance Commission, the functioning of the contingency fund, and the parliamentary scrutiny mechanisms such as the Public Accounts Committee and the departmentally focused committees. For GS1 or SA, you might reflect on the budget as a statement of state priorities, weighing welfare against growth, and linking the 3 Kartavyas to the broader vision of Viksit Bharat. In sum, the 2026-27 Union Budget weaves together fiscal prudence, ambitious capital spending, tax simplification and a suite of forward-looking missions that aim to position India as a manufacturing, innovation and green energy hub by 2047. The choices made here will shape not only the nation's economic trajectory but also the contours of your UPSC answers.